It's time. The wait is over. We are ready to start.
You are now tuned.
We're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Right now.
Get ready for this.
Samsung Galaxy Note 8. Windows Mixed Reality. TV 30. iPhone 10. This is the latest tech news.
This is
Tech Chat Friday
News
Update
with your host,
David Cannon.
Hello everyone, it is Friday the 8th of December 2017, and that means it's time for another Friday News Update. And it's 17 days till Christmas. Next time we do the show, it will be 10 days till Christmas, so pretty exciting. But before we get started, let me just tell you about my live stream that's coming up very soon. I'm nearly ready to announce the date for that, so keep an eye on my YouTube channel, Tech Chat with David Cannon, over the next few days. And I will announce the brand new tech of the month on Tech Chat with David Cannon, as well as some new videos and some very cool announcements. So stay tuned for more news on that. But for now, let's get on with the show. First up this week, Honor have announced two new phones at an event in London that was live streamed on their website. The first of those two phones is the Honor 7X. It's sort of a mid-range phone, but it has what's called a bezel-less screen, in that the border around the screen is really thin. The screen is an 18:9 full view screen, and it is full HD. You also get a dual camera. One of the lenses, or lens, I'm not sure which, but one of those is a 16 megapixel lens and the other is 2 megapixels. And you have a 8 megapixel camera on the front of the phone. You also get Android 7.0 with Huawei or Honor's EMUI interface on the top. That's EMUI 5.1. You get a fingerprint sensor that can unlock the phone in a quarter of a second, and a 16 nanometer processor. It's octa-core, and you get 4 gig of RAM with that as well. So pretty good specs for a mid-range phone. And let's not forget that very cool design with the bezel-less screen. It's out right now. It costs £269.99 from store.highhonor.com. And right now you get a free Honor Band 3. That's sort of like the Samsung Gear Fit 2. Not quite as good, but it's free, so why not? It comes in blue or black. And just bear in mind, if you're ordering from the UK, it does not ship to Scotland, Wales or Northern Ireland. So just bear that in mind if you want to order. They also announced the Honor View 10, which is a sort of flagship phone, but it doesn't cost too much. I'll get back to that in a minute, but let's go through the features first. It has another bezel-less 18:9 full view screen. It's got a 20 megapixel and 16 megapixel dual camera and a 13 megapixel camera on the front. It's got Android Oreo with EMUI 8 on the top. That's, again, Huawei or Honor's interface. It's got Huawei's latest processor, because of course Honor is owned by Huawei, with 6 gig of RAM and some gaming optimizations as well. But the main selling point for this phone is it has AI features. So it can do offline translation just with the AI built into the phone. And it also helps you take really good photos. with some AI features built into the camera app. You also get facial recognition for unlocking the phone. That will be enabled via an over-the-air update very soon. And it costs just £449, which puts it up against the OnePlus 5T, which is very similar and was announced very recently. So yeah, bit of competition there. You also get, by the way, a fingerprint sensor on the front, which is very unusual these days. It will be released on the 8th of January next year. Qualcomm have announced the processor that will be featured in most of the big phones next year, the Snapdragon 845. It's got improved processing speeds and improved graphics, 30% faster graphics, improved AI, and Quick Charge 4, which lets you charge your phone up to 50% in just 15 minutes, which is pretty good. It will also apparently let you take better, more realistic photos and videos, and it's got support for 4K video capturing at 460 frames per second. You've also got some new security features in there as well. So pretty cool. That should make next year's phones really cool. And that will be featured in next year's phones from about maybe March, April, that kind of time, it'll start being featured in new phones. They also announced laptops running Windows 10 with last year's Qualcomm Snapdragon 835 processor. This means they have better battery life and there are other improved advantages as well. Although it isn't quite as fast as, say, an Intel-powered laptop, but Qualcomm think that's kind of redeemed by the advantages that you get with the Snapdragon 835. In other news, rumours suggest that Nokia could announce next year's Nokia 9 on the January the 19th. The Nokia 9 is next year's flagship phone from Nokia, which will probably have a bezel-less screen, and they could announce it alongside an improved Nokia 8. That's this year's flagship from Nokia. Apple has had to fix another security issue, this time in HomeKit, a piece of technology in their iOS devices that let the devices communicate with devices such as smart bulbs and smart locks. This let anyone communicate with the devices connected to HomeKit, meaning pretty much anyone could unlock your door if you had a smart lock. And Apple have now released a temporary fix for this issue. Fitbit's latest smartwatch, the Fitbit Ionic, is getting some new apps. Right now you'll be able to get Flipboard, Yelp, and an app that lets you control Hue smart light bulbs, and by the end of the year you will get TripAdvisor and Nest. So that is pretty cool news if you have one of those smartwatches. And Google have removed YouTube from Amazon's Fire TV and Echo Show, blaming Amazon not selling some of Google's products as the reason. And Amazon have just released an app for Amazon Prime Video for the Apple TV. Thanks for listening. That is the latest news.